What's very clear to us at the World Food Programme is that if we can prevent disasters happening, it's much better than responding to disasters after they have taken place. And one thing we know, particularly in many sub-Saharan African countries, is that climate change has made many areas of the continent vulnerable. And so we're now looking at how we can use insurance schemes to put in place a system so that when drought hits and farmers begin to notice that their crops are dying or that their livestock is under threat, the insurance system kicks in and provides them with cash payments, which help to prevent them from ending up in a situation where they sell off all of their belongings, either all of their livestock or other belongings, or even take other measures such as pulling their children out of school to save money.
How will this program help in addressing food shortage?
It doesn't directly address food shortages, but it does introduce a form of a safety net that ensures that farmers or farming communities that are particularly vulnerable to adverse weather conditions, if their crops fail, they will get a cash payment and they will then be able to purchase food on the market. Because often we find in these situations that food is still available on the markets, but it may be too expensive for the farmers to afford. So if there is a payment that is triggered by this initiative, then the farmers are in a position where they can buy enough food to feed their families.
This is a big investment and it needs a lot of money. Where do you expect to get this money for this investment?
Primarily, we're hoping that national governments in the areas of the world where adverse weather conditions can have an effect on crop production, they will underwrite this initiative with the funds themselves. And the incentive for them to doing that is understanding that by investing in an insurance system that pays out before a disaster becomes a catastrophe, they are actually saving money. There are huge savings that can be made by addressing the needs of hungry people before disasters escalate. And I think this is the point here, that we want to get in there early and address the problem as early as possible, because it's much more cost effective to address it early.